If seasons come and seasons go, then why at times do I feel like I'm stuck in one that is never ending? Sometimes seasons overstay their welcome a bit, don't they? While I totally adore summer, after so many days of 100 plus degree heat, even I begin to long for the winds of change. Then, just like clockwork, I step outside one morning and the air is cool. I see the leaves begin to change and fall to the ground, all while sipping a pumpkin spice latte. There's nothing like it. Something new is in the air. Fall is here. Yet often in life, don't we often find ourselves in what seems like a season without end? It's in those very real moments and seasons of life we must remember what is true. This too shall pass. There really is a time for everything, and no day, month, or season lasts forever. God built beautiful rhythms into this world that in a way mirror our own cadence of existence. We live, we die, we are young, we are old, we laugh, we cry. The moments of this day are forever changing. The past is gone, the present is fleeting, and I have no clue what the future holds. Yet by faith, I know who holds it all. As a result, I have peace and purpose in every single moment, no matter what time it may be. King Solomon knew this to be true. His life's journey was full of discovering ultimately that everything, and I mean everything, this life has to offer is meaningless without looking to the one who is the giver of life. This is not the end, but this will come to an end. So we must live each moment we are given on purpose for the glory of our Creator, God. When we grasp that, we see more of the big picture. We redeem the moments we're gifted and move through each one, knowing seasons don't last forever, and that there is, in fact, a time, a season, and purpose for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. There is a time for everything. So in seasons, I need to cry, laugh, speak, or not. There's a time for it all. There's a lot to unpack in those first 8 verses of Ecclesiastes 3. But with a new season upon us, I thought this might be just the right time to consider how everything has its time. So all month long at lifeword.org, we'll dig deeper into each verse and discover truth God is wanting to lovingly reveal to us for such a time as this. Whatever season you may find yourself in, it is not by accident. The very fact you may be watching this video today is not by accident. God wants you to know you are loved. Your life was created for a purpose, and He holds the time and meaning of it all. That's the truth. Join me next time as we dive more into Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Spend some time reading it yourself. What I continue to see is that no matter what time or season it is, God's word is true. I'm Lori Klein.